You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's a hot one. Temperatures here in Madison could get up to about 95, and it will feel like it's over 100 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat watch for most of southern Wisconsin from today at 10 to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Dew points are high, so the humidity is high, too. It's so humid. When you walk out the door, the air just kind of hits you like a wall. Health officials recommend staying in air-conditioned environments as much as possible today and tomorrow, drink tons of water, and look out for those around you. Kids, seniors, and people with some chronic conditions can be at higher risk for heat-related illnesses. Symptoms of heat exhaustion include getting weak, dizzy, nauseous, and really sweaty, and if it worsens, it could turn into heat stroke. Someone may be confused and even pass out. The UV index is also really high today, so if you have to be outside, you'll want to wear sunscreen. The extreme heat watch is from 10 a.m. today to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, more residential streets across Madison will soon have lower speed limits. The 20 is Plenty initiative launched 4 years ago. City officials are lowering speed limits in neighborhoods from 25 to 20. The idea is to only impact residential roads, not busy thoroughfares. It's part of Vision Zero, the city's goal to have zero traffic deaths. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
We are seeing progress because of Vision Zero and 20 is Plenty. There were 11 traffic fatalities on city-owned and controlled roads in 2020, and in 2024, there were only 5 traffic fatalities, which is a 55% decrease.
You'll want to keep an eye out in your neighborhood. City staff are changing the speed limit signs on streets all over Madison from 25 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour. Wisconsin drivers will be paying more starting this fall. Fees to transfer titles and get a driver's license will rise. The increased fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207, and license renewal fees will rise from $24 to over $32. Those changes will officially go into effect October 1st. An EAA is now underway in Oshkosh. Brittany Merlot is there, filing special reports this week.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us 1 year.
And Donna, at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
It's the meeting the people. You meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems, even in the summer heat of July. 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. And you can even still sign up to volunteer right now. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was a second longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it. You know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be jerks out there who are just not kind and will take it as offensive just because it is about kindness. That is director James Gunn describing his film Superman while addressing criticism of the film as woke. While addressing the issue, Gunn asks, what is woke? Gunn says Superman is an immigrant and his creators in 1938, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were sons of immigrants. Gunn acknowledged there is an immigrant angle, but that the film is primarily about kindness and morality. James Remar is open to returning as Richard. Remar was last seen as the boyfriend on season 4 of Sex and the City. Remar says as an actor, he's always taking calls, but he does have one question. Does he have to get naked again? A lot of actors probably ask that. James Remar is now 71, so I think we're all hoping the answer to the naked question is a resounding no. Remar is also known for his roles on Dexter and most famously, in my opinion, The Warriors. Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not is the series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still-untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. Former star of The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, has passed away. Warner accidentally drowned while swimming in Costa Rica after being pulled under by a current. Warner played Theo Huxtable for 8 seasons on the groundbreaking show from 1984 to 1992. Warner received a Best Supporting Actor Emmy nomination for comedy. He later went on to star in his own sitcom, Malcolm and Eddie. Most recently, he was seen as a series regular on the show The Resident. Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54 years old. Speaking of The Resident, and according to Deadline, producers and actors, including Morris Chestnut and Sean A. Wilson, paid tribute to Malcolm Jamal Warner, calling him larger than life and a really solid human being. Warner made it his goal at a young age not to be a forgotten about childhood star. It was his role as AJ the Raptor Austin that he played for 5 seasons on the Fox medical drama that reintroduced him to audiences as an adult. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may have an isolated thundershower this morning, otherwise sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 94, heat index 105 or better this afternoon. Tonight, clear 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.